say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Want to give a big thank you to all of our sponsors for the month of November. We're going to start off with my boy, Mr. Connor Burduka. It's B-U-D-U-R-K-A. Not only is he a country music artist, but also he owns Freedom Builders up in Ohio. You guys need to go check him out now. His Instagram is TheConnorB. Over in Alabama, we've got Miss Kim Lee Insurance Agent. You can hit her up now at 256-907-9660. We got to hang out with them last week, and we'll get to hang out with them this weekend for the Veterans Day event at Back Road Park, and I'm very much looking forward to it. Y'all hit her up for all your insurance needs. What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. So today, it is just me. I'm so fucking sorry that you're having to just deal with me. And it's not a petty episode. It's a happy episode. We've had some really good stuff happen the past, couple weeks for us. It's the most stressful part of year for me. I'll get into that in a minute. But first, I want to say thank you to everybody associated with Live Oak, Hasten, Dave, everybody that has been part of all the bartenders, Nick, Jackson, Ben, everybody that has helped with sound. Y'all guys went above and beyond this year for us, and I am grateful. Bottom of my heart, I'm grateful. Last week, as you heard on the previous episodes, we just ended our shows this year. I needed December off. I still think I'm going to go see my boy Vaden with Smash Farm. He has a huge show. I can't remember what day it is. I think it's the 4th or 2nd, something like that. In December, I'm going to go see it. Then my boys at Ray's Rowdy, I think they asked me to be on something when I was shit-faced the other day. I'm going to go do that too. But besides that, I won't be hosting any shows in Nashville. But we'll kick back off in January. And I'm real excited about that. I've just been blessed. I've been blessed with amazing people in my life. I've been blessed with great sponsors on the show. You hear them all before. There's some that we're getting close to, like Miss Kim and Anna. And Kim's husband, Shane, and all the people over at Cottonfield, Ty and Kevin and Miss Kelly, and the whole city of Susan Moore over there. We just got done doing an event this past weekend, and it was amazing. It was amazing. The turnout could have been better, but the weather sucked. You still had high school football going on, and even though I'm representing the A today, Morgan Wallen had a concert in Atlanta, and it probably hurt us a good bit too. But all the artists that were there loved the venue. I'm ready to go back, to be real with you. And we got word yesterday we might even be throwing one more writer's round over at Cottonfield before the end of the year. So you guys be on the lookout for that. I've just kind of made home over there, dude. Kim and Shane put us up at their beautiful house, camper, and just their land is beautiful. Everything over there is beautiful. Y'all might be thinking I'm getting paid to do this right now. I'm not. I literally just love this place. I love the people. Anna's been fucking nothing but nice and helpful, bringing on new sponsors and new businesses, getting associated with us. I've been blessed, guys. Before I tell you some funny shit that happened, because I know a lot of y'all want to hear the Post Malone stuff, from where Whiskey Riff shared an article about some shit that happened. there's some other good shit. I'll tell you in a minute. But, you know, before I get into that funny shit, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And man, I've almost been teary eyed lately. You know, I tell you guys all the time, you know, I really do believe you got to earn your blessings. They can't be given to you. An app and being popular on it doesn't give you your blessings. Good friends, good people, you know, being in the right environments, you know, doing things the right way. That's where you receive your blessings. And every once in a while, the good Lord, if you're hard-headed like me, the good Lord has to knock you on the head every once in a while because we stay frustrated. It is human nature to stay frustrated and to want more, to look across the aisle and be like, why don't I have what they have? Okay, that's human nature. But every once in a while, the good Lord pops you on your head and says, son, you got just enough. You got just enough, and you're doing it the way I want you to do it. And he'll remind you you're going the right direction. You just got to look for it. You got to look for little signs and shit, right? You got to. And this past week for me definitely was signs left and right. You know, we started off the week with Bailey, the cowgirl, and Brianna, the teacher for OnlyFans, being with us. And didn't know what to expect in person. They are wonderful human beings. Hopefully you've heard the episodes that I've done with them now. They're just wonderful, wonderful people. And I am ecstatic to be able to call them friends now. You know, I try to say all the time when we're working with these OnlyFans girls, you know, they're not just ass and tits. And I don't know another way to say that because a lot of people just strictly sexualize them. And with me, I would be a liar if I said that I didn't look at them and sometimes lust after them, all of them. But business first, friends first, lust is the third for me. You know, I want it to be where you're passionate about me as a person, as a friend, not just in the bedroom. And with everybody that we have around us, everyone's passionate about each other. You know, I'm just grateful. It's so hard to put into words. Between them, Sarah Blake and Maddie came up. I just fucking adore them. They brought their kids to the show on Wednesday, and Corey, their son, dressed up like me. That was a really cool moment for me. Just because, and it's not because a kid dressed up like me. It's because you can see that what I'm trying to do is build family. And when you actually start bringing your family around, that means I'm doing things the right way. I'm doing things the right way. You know, we've lost some people that have been around us, and it broke my heart a little bit. It broke my heart because I'm not a fair weather friend. I'm going to love you through the good times, the bad times, as long as we are speaking. But one of my toxic traits is when you shut that door, I'm not the fucking person that's going to try to reopen it. I've never been that way. I'm not going to. If you say goodbye and you're good with it, then that's what it is for me. I don't need any more interaction. I don't need any more conversation. I don't need anything else. If you say goodbye, then bye, you know? And I stay sad about it for a little while. But even like this trip reminds me, there are people in my life that are supposed to be in my life. There are people that are just, there are people in my life that are supposed to be in my life. And I'm figuring it out more and more every day. And this last trip showed me, like, hey, you might be frustrated, you might be sad about, you know, one person, but the good Lord's going to give you four more. And it's because you acted the right way. It's because you didn't do anything that was uncharacteristic of yourself. And that is where I'm at right now. And I couldn't be happier. Trying to think, who SJ was there. Me and SJ had a great time. You know, we had some rough waters in the past year, and now we're cool. That was great. You know, who else was all around us? My girl Lily was there for a little while. She was great. You know, everybody that was with us, Kaylee, she hung around us for a little while. Everybody that came out Wednesday, you know, Wednesday was a big deal for me because it was our end of the year show, but the people I had on it, everybody from start to finish, everybody means something to me. And it just shocks me. It just blows my mind how August of last year I had to beg people to come do it. And now my inbox is full of people wanting to come do it because they know what I'm building. They know that I'm doing it different. The only people that I can compare myself to, and they've been doing it way longer, and they're just the fucking G's of it, is Ray's Rowdy. You know, those dudes are like my big brothers now. Like Maddie and Burrell, I look up to them. I'll see them doing something, and it's like, I need to jump on that fucking train, you know? You know, I've said from the beginning, unless, you know, a huge studio offers to buy me out, I'm going to take the slow route. I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to do what I think I need to do to have everlasting staying power, or staying power is probably the best. Everlasting, nothing's everlasting besides Jesus. But, like, I'm doing it my way. I'm not doing clickbait. I'm not doing other stuff. I'm finding people still. You know, I could have done shit a lot faster, but I decided not to. I decided to do stuff my way. And the fact that people like that, and even Ray's Rowdy wants me to do stuff with them, and I want them to do stuff with me. You know, it just blows. Even y'all probably don't even know her. Besides, some of y'all might. She's a badass. But Ireland Gabriella, the badass boxing girl from Nashville. Now she's doing stuff with us, and she's having fun, and she's enjoying herself. I realize that the environment that I'm building is one that means something not just to me, but to the people that's part of it. And I can't be happier. I can't. Especially for a full circle moment for you guys who don't know this. First round I ever went to, first time my show cracked the top 100 in the world, the only time it's cracked the top 100 in the world. We stayed there for about 2 months. That's literally like when there was 3 million shows and I was in the top 100. Still got the screenshots. Let's go. But I went to Nashville to celebrate with Lee Tucker, my big brother. And he took me to Live Oak, and I went to a round that was being put on that night. It was a big round at the time. And the headliners on that round were like Ashley McBride, Dylan Carmichael, Ashlyn Kraft, and Aaron Lewis. And I sat here when I was on the way back. I had to drive back from Alabama by myself. And I got to thinking about it, and I was like, that was 2 years ago. Not even a whole 2 years ago yet. Like, it's almost 2 years ago. And I got to thinking about it seriously, and I was like, I did a show with Dylan Carmichael this year, The Hummingbird, under Josh Terry Honky Tonk Nights. I'm going to have him on the show soon, hopefully. We got some mutual friends. He was cool as hell. We even talked that night about it. He's a really cool dude. Love his music. I love what he does. He's got one of my favorite songs of all time, Dancing Away With My Heart. Just great fucking dude. Ashlyn Kraft played my show on Wednesday. She didn't only play my show, she was nice to me. And like, I know that sounds fucking crazy to you guys. Like, oh my God, somebody was nice to him. What does that mean? Somebody like her doesn't owe me anything. She's doing me a favor by coming to play my round. And the fact that I've built a good enough name for myself now to where somebody like Ashlyn Kraft is going to come play my round is just fucking insane to me. Like, I'm a fan, dude. Like, I am a fan of her, and I had her on the show. By the way, you can go back and listen to her on the previous episode, hour six of the Raising Grace Rounds from November the 8th. Yeah, go back and listen to that. She's fucking phenomenal. But she was part of that first round I went to, the first big round I went to. And now she played mine. And to end it with Aaron Lewis. I've been to Aaron's house. I've got fucking stoned out of my mind with this dude. And he's somebody that I literally look up to. More than music, but as a man. And how a dude is supposed to act. Like, he's a grown-ass fucking man. And I know when me and him run into each other, we know each other now. And that is just insane to me. You know, I'm not trying to brag or nothing when I say this shit. It's just 2 years ago I was watching them and now I know them. That should be your mentality. You should be focused on making the best out of your situation right now. And if you make the best out of your situation right now, there's a good chance better shit's going to happen to you in the future. It's not even a chance. So 100%. Being negative in a negative situation never turned it positive, right? Be positive. You know, there's a song by Red Marlow I really like, and it's, you don't only pray when it rains, you pray when the sun shines too. And for me, man, it's just lately, I've prayed so much through the rain that I'm having to remind myself now that things are getting better to pray when the sun's out too. And I'm getting blessings left and right. You know, we got to be smart enough, like I said a while ago, when the good Lord closes a door, not to be dumb enough to try to open it up or go back through the damn window. Let it be shut. Fuck them. I don't know how else to put that. You know, you're going to keep getting blessings if you do shit the right way. You are. You're going to get little reminders. If not, you're going to get hung up on a little bullshit. You know, we got to, through a friend, I won't name drop them because there was some shit that I'm going to talk about. I don't want them to know who let me in. We got to go to a private party for the CMAs the other night, right? And that's where you guys have all seen the article from Whiskey Rift, where I got stuck with Post Malone's tab. First off, I did not get stuck with it. It was a complete accident, 100%. Losers did an amazing job of making it right. It was probably a one in a million mistake. At this party, there was Peyton Manning. There was fucking Hardy. You know, there was, oh my God, I don't want to name drop everybody. And by the way, I didn't get to shake hands. None of these folks. I think I tried to drunkenly high-five Peyton Manning, but I think he Heisman'd me pretty much. But like, I was, to know you're in the same room with these people with when you do what I do for a living, it lets you feel like I'm on the right road. I'm moving the right direction. There's even a dude from social media there that I've been wanting to meet for a long time, and Uncle Laser, If you ever see this, bro, I have no fucking idea what I said to you the other night. I was so shit-faced. But you were cool, dude. You were cool. Yeah, I liked you. You were nice. But, like, for somebody like me, it's like, fuck, when you can sit there and you can see all these people that you look up to, that's a little sign from God that, hey, Josh, you're not where you want to be yet. But you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Learn the lesson from this moment. And there were some lessons learned. One, when you close out a tab, make sure that the tab is closed out. So what had happened was Post Malone's people, whoever he was there with, and by the way, I never saw Posty. Never. I know where he was at. I know where I was at, but I never even saw him. When they closed out my tab, it was under Raising Grace Studios. Well, it being Post Malone, you don't have to have a fucking card on Post Malone. Post Malone's worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. You know that they're going to pay it at the end of the night. Well, what happened was, is when I went to cash out, somehow His stuff got put on an extra tab of mine because they didn't have a card for him. Literally just a huge fucking mistake all the way around. It's not like Post Malone tried to skip out on paying Losers. That didn't happen. It's not like the bartender or anybody at Losers did it on purpose. It's a complete accident. And what was cool when we talked to the manager the next day, and he was explaining what happened, I was like, this is fucking cool. Yeah, I'm broke as shit. It's the beginning of the month, dude. All my bills hit. I didn't have a lot of money in the first place, and I was waiting on a deposit to hit Friday. So, yeah, I wouldn't have known probably if it had been under regular circumstances, but it being the beginning of the month, yeah, it snuck up on me. It got me. And I don't say like there's a lot of money in my bank account because there's fucking not. I am the definition of faking it till you make it still. That was really, really cool. I just really enjoyed myself being there. And it just, you know, even with the stuff with Post Malone, it made me realize like, man, I know, like, because I don't know about you guys, but when good shit happens to me, I'm always waiting on the other shoe to fall. I'm always waiting on the other shoe to fall. And I always think, man, I don't deserve this. I always think there is something that I do not deserve right now. Why am I getting this? What? Why? Why is this happening to me? I do not deserve it. And I felt like when I got that phone call the other day, I was like, you know what? Dude, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. You are 100% where you're supposed to be. You should be ecstatic. You should be proud of yourself. One of the things that's so hard in life for me, and I imagine this for a bunch of you guys, is to be proud of yourself. When you have those little moments to where you can be proud of yourself, soak it in. Enjoy it. And that's one of those for me. You know, I knew I was right where I was supposed to be. And I know I'm right where I'm supposed to be with the good Lord. Me and him are cool. And he's showing that in my everyday life. My love life is getting way better. Financially, I need to do some work. I need to bust my ass really going into next year. My relationship with Gracie and her mom are good. My relationship with my friends are great. Everything's just good. I'm at peace. I didn't realize how much I valued my peace till recently. And, you know, all of this is really getting there. One thing I do want to tell y'all before I forget, because I almost completely fucking forgot about this. It is that time of the year. This is our 8th annual toy drive. Last year, we did 30 families. This year, we're only doing 15. Last year, I did the drinking game, and I stressed myself out so fucking bad. If you don't know what the drinking game is, for every $100 we would raise, I'd have to take a shot. There were some nights that I was doing like 12 to 15 shots, and I would be dead for 2 days. I'm not doing that this year. I might do one or two drinking games. But even then, I'm probably going to have to put a limit on it. We're going to do 15, though, this year. We started today. Thank you to Miss Kim Lee, one of our sponsors. She's already took care of one of the families. But one of the fun things we're going to do this year is the first year we ever did this, it was called Tits for Toys. And on Snapchat right now, if you go add me at JLTerry87 and you pay $30, you're going to get another Snapchat. A private one, a Tits for Toys Snapchat. And all the girls that we're friends with that have the OnlyFans, they're going to donate videos and pictures and all this kind of stuff. So you will get access to all of that. Now, after the holidays, I won't be doing it no more. I'm only going to do this right here every once in a while. But I was like, you know what? Instead of me doing a drinking game, let's see some titties. Who doesn't like titties? I'm a huge fan. And with all these badass women that I have around me all the time, I think you guys are going to like it too. So if you go look up my Snapchat at JLTerry87 right now, you'll see. You'll see how you get access to that. And I think I started off by saying, hey, let's get 10 people in the door with it first. And then we'll start dropping content. So I think we're already at 4 or 5. I don't really know. We're at 1 or 2. And I just started it like an hour ago. So we'll get up there and we'll get up there quick. So you're probably seeing content by the end of the day. So if you're listening to this now, go to my Snapchat, JLTerry87, and yeah, get yourself in the dough, bruh. You don't know who you're going to see. Let's see, what else? Oh, besides for that, I want you guys to remember, I don't care if you go through us. Remember the reason of the season. Give back, help. You do not have to go through us. Find some organization. Just help make a difference in somebody's life this year. Whoever it is, surprise them. Do something good for somebody this year. Every year I say I'm not going to do this again. Every year, because I always make it more. Like, I think the previous year was 15, and then last year I was like, I'm doing 30. I'm setting a more realistic one for myself this year at 15. Just so I'm not stressed, I'm not aggravated, and I can have fun with it. I can enjoy it, not that it's going to become stressful. There's great people out there like Jelly Roll and Bunny. You know, not only am I a fan of them and their story so much, but I saw what they were doing the other day. There's people that are way bigger than me that can help you a lot more than me, is what I'm saying. So, like, I'm not to that point yet, and I'm not going to pretend to be. I'm going to do what I can, what I'm comfortable with, and help. So, reach out to them. And if anybody needs some help, if you're not one of the 15 families we pick, message me, and I'll do my best to hook you up with somebody, to pass you along to somebody. But besides that, I just want to say thank you to everybody. Once again, Live Oak, Kevin and Miss Kelly, Ty and Anna, Kim and Shane, the town of Susan Moore, everybody in Nashville, the Hummingbird with Lisa Williams, y'all put me out there this year. Next year is going to be a huge fucking year, dude. Next year is going to be our biggest year yet. And I keep saying that every year because I want every year to grow. And I just have a feeling the next year is going to be special. Next year is going to be an insane year for me. So I'm glad I get to chill out these last couple months or last couple weeks of this year and just go balls to the wall with it in January. Just once again, folks, count your blessings. Count your blessings. You're not where you want to be yet, but you're where you're supposed to be. And just don't forget that. Don't forget that shit. You know, you're doing what you're supposed to. You're doing the best you can. Be proud of your damn self. You know, look in the mirror today and tell yourself, I'm fucking proud of you. You know, because you're not where you were. That's the only thing you ever need to know to be proud of yourself. You're not where you were. You're not where you're going to be. But if you learn those little lessons along the way, that God or the universe is setting up for you, then when you get to where you want to be, you'll be so much wiser. You'll have so much growth. Sometimes it takes baby steps. Nothing wrong with baby steps. So be proud of yourself. Last thing I want to leave y'all with, because I want to leave y'all with a funny story about last week in Nashville. Riley Green, never met you before, Bubba. If this was you, I'm sorry again. If it was your lookalike, I'm sorry to him. I was in a restroom last week in Nashville, and if y'all remember, it's during the CMAs, so everybody that's anybody's in town. I was at a bar, and in between the urinals in this bar, there's a short sheet of plywood. Well, I'm sitting there with little pecker in hand, and I'm pissing, and I glance over, not to get a crotch shot, but look over, because the dude that's standing next to me is towering over me. Remember, I'm 5'10". All my buddies are fucking NBA players, it seems like. I'm 5'10". Okay? And every one of my friends make me look small as fuck. So there's a dude standing next to me, and we're awfully close because it's a little bitty bathroom. And I'm like, fuck, that's Riley Green. And I'm a huge fan of Riley Green, if y'all don't know this. Like, I really like his shit. And I look at him first, and I just turn my neck. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's Riley Green. Well, I'm so fucked up, I had to get a second look. So I turn. But when I turn, my drunk ass turns my hips instead of my neck. So when I rotate, splash piss on his boot. Yeah. And he looks at me like I'm fucking, like, what the fuck, bro? He doesn't say that, by the way. He just looks at me like, what the fuck? And I'm like, you look like Riley Green. He says, appreciate it, dude. And I was like, I'm a big fan. And he said, mm-hmm. And then he goes out the bathroom. And it didn't hit me until about 2 seconds after he walked out the bathroom. I just pissed on Riley Green's boot or his lookalike. So hopefully he was so fucked up if it was him. And I know how some of you ladies are like, how do you not know if it was Riley Green or not? I was black the fuck out, all I can tell you. And there was a fucking smokestack of a man standing next to me. I couldn't even fucking get around him because all of his muscles when I was coming in the bathroom. I just know he's a mammoth of a man, and he looked like Riley Green. So, Riley, if I pissed on your boot, if you ever hear this, buddy, I am sorry. I'm a fucking train wreck, especially on tequila. But anyway, you guys, do me a favor. Go listen back to all the Live Oak shows from this week. Okay, every artist from start to finish is special to me. They were great. Please go subscribe to all their stuff. You know, I could sit here and I could go through the whole list of everybody. But Ryan Nelson, it was the first time he's done my show. He was fucking amazing. Erin Kirby, oh my God, what a beast. What a little beast she is. I think she's 19 years old. She's a badass. Y'all please go look them up. LV Shane, he's done the actual podcast portion, but he just, dude, he's so, you know how like some people have one song and that's what you classify them by the rest of their career? He's got that song, That's My Boy. I'm telling y'all, LV Shane is a whole fucking hit. Everything he played the other night was gas. Ashlyn, of course, thank you so much. Brett Shiroki is my dude. I love Four Good Years. I love Better on Paper. I love This Ain't My Place. Like, I can just turn on Brett Shiroki and let it ride. Y'all please go check them out. And a special, special thank you to the guys that have been riding with me since the beginning. Riley Anderson, John Haywood, Kimberly Atwood, Justin Dukes, Mark Oriott. They were all there. Cameron Havens. They were all there today. My buddies, Cody Bradley and Chase Baker. Sean David. What a fucking beast. Connor Bedurkin. I'm always going to mess your last name up. But he's new to the family. Court Taylor. She's a badass. S.J. McDonald. I about got out here without saying anything about S.J. McDonald. Holy shit. What a badass. I know I'm going to forget somebody, and I'm sorry if I do. The new guys that are coming around us all the time now, Cole Goodwin and Will Mosley, fucking amazing. Everybody from start to finish on those rounds the other night were so fucking good. Levi Foster, about fucked up and forgot you out. I love you, Levi. All the girls that helped host the other day, Breanne, Bailey, Sarah Blake, Ireland, SJ. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. You know, this episode is really me just to show my gratitude. I don't deserve any of this. I am somebody who got lucky on social media several years ago that ended up working in radio, that ended up doing this. You know, I don't know if you heard it during one of the episodes, but you should go back and listen to it. It's called Defining Morals. It came out last week with Brianna Bailey and Sarah. And, you know, I'm just a guy who survived a very dark time in his life. And now I feel like it is my job that the world has put it on me to be a good man. That the world has put it on me to pay it forward. That if I never get rich, It is what it is. I would like to get rich. I'd like nice shit. But if the world gives me a good woman, if the world makes sure that my daughter's healthy, if the world makes sure that, you know, I have what I need, then I feel like I'm supposed to pay it forward, that I'm supposed to talk about the taboo, that I'm supposed to try to help people with their mental health, that I'm supposed to help you from getting to a very dark place like I once was. And I really hope I can be that way for you guys. I really do. I hope that y'all see that with me. You know, we can laugh, we can cut up, I can say some dumb shit, I can make you cry. But more than anything, I want you to think, and I want you to live a better life. I want, if you listen to me, I want you to have it in your head, I've got to grow. I need more knowledge. I need more life experiences. You know, the sit in a dress rehearsal. You don't have another chance at it. You should do the best that you can while you can. Be proud of yourself and know that you're doing the best you can. I love each and every one of y'all. Go to my Snapchat, JLTerry87. Now, help us, you know, take care of some families this Christmas with tits for toys. If you're a woman and you're hearing this, please message me on Instagram or Snapchat at JLTerry87. Send us content to post. We're going to get weird with it. We're going to get weird with it. I think we're going to do a Titty Tuesday next Tuesday, and then I think we're going to do a Freaky Friday every Friday moving forward. So you can post whatever the fuck you want to on there. So I think we'll do like two or three different days each week until Christmas just to take care of some families. But anyway, I know that might sound taboo to y'all, but hey, it's better than me getting drunk every night, and you guys are actually getting something out of it, so... It ought to be you're just getting, you know, that good feeling of helping others, but also a fat ass and some nice tits never hurt nobody either. Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you for being the biggest blessing in my life, besides for my daughter. Thank you. It's you guys that have given me this job, have given me my career, that have put me in rooms I never thought I'd be in. If it wasn't for you guys, somebody else would have paid Post Malone's tab. If it wasn't for you guys, somebody else would have pissed on Riley Green's boot. If it wasn't for you guys, I don't know how happy I would be. You guys are a huge part of my happiness and such a blessing to me. I love each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast.